B'tachin for Life, Shir number 271, Sunday, Parshas Va'era. Some of our listeners reached out that they're very concerned with what's going on in the government, what's going to happen with Klal Yisrael, what's going to happen in Eretz Yisrael, what's going to happen with us, what's going on in this country. Now we have to understand something very important, which is really where we are holding in the levels of B'tachin. We explained that the Chavis Avavis has 10 levels of B'tachin, and we are going through them slowly. And again, like we explained, there's no purpose in rushing through them. The purpose is to try to internalize them, and they should become part of our life. And then we can advance in Mirtz Hashem in levels of B'tachin. And the level of B'tachin that we are discussing currently is the level called Machsi, which means that I feel like I am living in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shelter. I am not living in America. I'm not living in my house. I am living in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house, in His shelter. You want to see a living example of that? Take a look at your children, the ones that are not following what's going on. Are they concerned, or do they just go to school like regular and nothing changed? Why? Why are they not scared? Unless you're getting them scared. But why are they not scared on their own? Because they have nothing to be afraid of. They live in a house. Their parents are taking care of them. They're not involved in what's going on in the world. Who cares? I live by my parents, and my parents are taking care of me. And those are parents of flesh and blood who really don't have the ability to take care of children if chas v'shalom there's a terrible crisis. What about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He is the all-powerful parent. He can take care of us no matter what the situation is, if we rely on Him. So if we tell ourselves, Machsi umtsudasi, if we say we do not live in this country, we live in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, yes, physically we're living here, but is that who controls our life? Does the government dictate what's going to happen to us? Absolutely not. The Ribbono Shel Olam dictates. And when we feel machsi and we feel taken care of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we will be protected. But when we follow current events and we're constantly getting nervous and watching what's going on, that makes us nervous, and that chas v'shalom takes us out of machsi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to us the way we relate to Him. If we feel machsi, if we go through the psukim in the parak of Yeshe B'Seser, and we say, Oymar Lashem Machsium Tsudasi Elekai Evtach Boy. Ribbono Shel Olam, I am living in your shelter. You're taking care of me. And the pasuk continues, Kihu Yatzilcha Mipach Yokush. The Ribbono Shel Olam will protect you from traps. Midever Havois. From all terrible things that go on outside. Yipoil Mitzidcha Elef Urevava Miminecha. Even if it looks like the world is caving in and people are falling left and right, Eilecha lo yigash, nothing will happen to you. Why? Ki ata Hashem machsi. Because Ribbono Shel Olam, you are my protection, you are taking care of me. It's up to us. If we choose to follow the roller coaster of current events, chas v'shalom, we are taking ourselves out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's machsi. We are relying on the government, we are relying on the police to protect us. But if we ignore what's going on, and we focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realize that He's taking care, then we are protected. Ki ato Hashem Machsi.